All right.
Okay.
What's up?
Are we recording?
We are. Oh. Thoroughly. Profoundly.
Let's make a strip.
I'm with you.
Of the comic variety.
That's our specialty.
Yeah.
If we were to have like an old-timey, like imagine in the West.
Uh-huh.
If there was to be a sign, it would be like Krulik and Hulkins, proprietors.
Yeah.
And then it would just say comics above that.
Okay. So we got, this comic is going to run on Friday.
Oh, so are you suggesting something in the Thanksgiving is?
Well, Thanksgiving or the Black Friday deals?
I have to be honest with you. I don't know what day Thanksgiving is. Is it Thursday?
It's always Thursday.
Oh, that's going to make it much easier to remember.
That's why there's always a Black Friday.
Really? Is that a... No, I'm
didn't
not making
wonder...
this up. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. So Black Friday is what it is because it's always after Thanksgiving?
Yes, it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. Every year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always assumed it was the Friday after Thanksgiving, but I thought that maybe Thanksgiving could be like maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday.
No. No, it's Thursday.
God, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Just Thursday. I'll be like, this is what's going to happen. Somebody will be like, hey, when's Thanksgiving? I'll be like, fucking, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
You asshole. Actually, no one would ask me that because they already know.
Yeah.
I'm the only person.
And then they're getting ready for the Black Friday deals.
Yeah, yeah, the incredible deals.
Yeah. And then they're going to be prepared for Cyber Monday.
Well, yeah, there's...
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I thought it was... We used to have a bunch for these, right?
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday, which is my favorite.
Internet Thursday.
Yeah, right. Internet Thursday, which sucks so bad.
Yeah.
All right, but are you sure it's Tuesday or is it... it used to be Tech Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tech Tuesday. That's right.
But Tuesday is definitely very... You know, it's très moderne.
Yeah.
But usually there's a two-word thing, right?
Cyber Monday, Tech Tuesday.
And then Wednesday sucks.
Wednesday.
And then Internet Thursday blows.
Internet Thursday's the worst.
And then is it Black Friday again?
No, you can't have another Black Friday.
I guess that's true. But what if the incredible savings continue? Like, what if they persist?
I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Kill yourself. It's fucking crazy, man. You are correct, though.
Are you going shopping on Friday?
No. Generally speaking, what happens...
You're not going to go get some deals?
Generally speaking, what happens is we do Thanksgiving, and then my mom, Brenna, her mom, and sometimes my mom, and then sometimes Brenna's mom's mom, also known as her grandma,
mm-hmm.
they undertake a scenario that they call booging.
Booging?
They boog.
What is booging?
I think etymologically boog is short for boogle, which again is not a word either.
What's boogle?
Boogling is sort of like walking and shopping.
Okay.
Right? So, but somehow the first nonsense word was truncated into another nonsense word.
So they go shopping.
They go shopping, and I try to keep the children from killing and or eating each other.
Okay.
So that's what I do on Friday. And maybe I can shop from my smartphone.
No, that's what you do on Cyber Monday.
Oh, that's right. I don't want to shop online on Friday. What kind of fucking asshole?
No, you'd be an idiot.
Well, because it's not incentivized.
No.
It's not incentivized. Yes, but you're quite right. We can do Black Friday one day after if we want to do Thanksgiving, that's fine. But I think that Black Friday seems more fun to me.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we could continue to make shopping related.
Yeah.
Because Cyber Monday is real also.
It is real. We're going to have Cyber Monday deals on the Penny Arcade store.
Right. And last year, we kept them all. That's why we have all those silly names, right?
Yeah, we kept doing it.
We just maintained the incredible savings.
Yeah. Having had to work multiple Black Fridays... I will never go out on that Friday ever.
But for you, and I think that we have covered that in the strip.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Where it's basically bad for everyone.
People aren't human on that day.
They revert.
Yeah.
Right? They revert to like a pre-conscious state.
Yeah. They don't treat each other well. They don't treat employees of the stores they're in well.
Or they can't distinguish other people from food.
Yeah. Like their friend or foe.
Yeah. The
targeting is down.
The designator is off.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a really good TV for $100 or something. I mean, I don't know.
Generally, at least in my stores, the stuff that was cheap was shit stuff anyway.
Oh,
that we couldn't sell.
It was stuff. It was basically like Black Friday was like calling 1-800 Got Junk.
Yeah.
And you just they would pay you a fee to remove your garbage.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is you put a $100 Vizio TV on sale,
sure.
Right? And then the customer comes in and they're like, hey, where's that $100 55-inch Vizio TV? And you're like, oh, it's over here. But let me tell you about this piece of shit Vizio. It's garbage. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. It doesn't have any of this. The color looks like shit.
It doesn't have a screen.
But you know what? While you're here, let me show you this fucking Sony flat screen. And, you know, if 5 times out of 10 the customer decides to upgrade and buy the Sony, then, you know.
Well, indeed. And if they were to secure it with the cheese.
Right. It's just to get people in the store.
Where they might purchase.
Something of value.
Where they might purchase an actual product.
Yeah.
And not like the glowy dealy bobber.
Right.
At the end of like the fish.
That's what they are.
Just incredible deals.
I hope Vizio isn't like one of our sponsors or something. I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
They're shitty TVs.
But I own them. I own a Vizio because they sell them at Costco.
They sell Samsung and Sony and Panasonic and
Oh, sure.
Toshiba
but,
at Costco sure, sure, as
but
well.
all of those other ones cost money. My experience with Vizio.
You own a Vizio TV?
Yeah. It was so cheap.
Oh my God.
No, I know. I mean, I know it's wrong. And it's really thick. It's really thick and heavy. And it doesn't look super good. It's not really, I wouldn't call the blacks on it blacks exactly.
At least get like a middle of the road TV. Like get like a Samsung or a Toshiba or something.
Now, how about a Sharp?
Eh, a Sharp might be okay. It's better than a Vizio.
Yeah, see, but you have this experience. Like, I mean, I primarily want it to display images.
Yeah, but when you go to buy a TV, don't you want to, like, look at them and research them and find out what the best models are?
What are you talking about?
You don't do any research. Like, when you go to buy, how big was this television you bought?
80 inches.
No, it wasn't. How big was it? And where did it go in your house?
52 inches.
Okay, so this is your main television in your living room probably, right?
Yeah.
And you just walked into Costco and bought the cheapest one?
Yes. But it's like different strokes for different folks.
Oh my God.
Different, you have to understand this. Different folks. This has been
You didn't
studied.
Read a single review. Didn't look up a single article about the technology, nothing.
This has been studied, like the effects of strokes and folks. Like there's a diagram. I did look it up on my phone to verify that it was a television.
But I know when you bought your car, you did a bunch of research.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. No question. Car, video card.
So your computer, you did all kinds of research. What's the best video card? You just buy the cheapest video card. Right?
No, God, no. That's insane, right? That's asinine. You're a crazy person. But
if I told you that I was going to build a computer... And I walked into Fry's and just
I would
bought
cry.
All the,
Don't even finish bought, this story.
No, and I just bought all the cheapest shit.
Oh my God. God, and see, but
how mad would you be at me?
Well, I'd be mad twice because first, you've made a lot of poor decisions. and second, I'm going to have to fix that fucking thing.
Right.
I would be mad two times in that case.
Well,
I'm double mad.
I'm mad once.
Well, I promise you, I swear to you, I swear like the moon and the stars in the sky, that next time I need to purchase a television.
It sounds like you need to buy a new one now. I think you're in the market.
Well, maybe this Web's Day.
No, don't get a Black Friday television deal.
No.
Don't buy the $100 80-inch TV at Walmart.
Oh, man, but it's so big. No, listen. I will consult you. I'll go to your hut.
Okay.
And I will run, we will start, and I will get an education
okay.
from you in these matters.
I find that part fun. Like, the, when it's time to get a new TV, like, let's do some research. What's out there?
What yeah, exactly. It's just, it's a matter of where, like, we can only care that much about certain things.
Sure.
Right? And so for me, like, I just, I have it direct. I have that beam directed the other, like, in completely the opposite direction. It's not anywhere near it. Mm.
I bought my TV at Costco, too. Nothing wrong with Costco.
But I'm saying, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They have that sort of foyer area.
Yeah, they have an incredible return policy.
I just purchased the first TV. Like, I walk in, and then the first TV.
God.
Just bag it up. No diggity. You know what I mean? But we're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about these deals.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, have we found the strip?
Tycho wants to go buy a...
Well, yeah, like any television.
Yeah.
The first television. No, it's like, because for you, it's almost like a gastro tour. Like, you want to talk about, like, I mean, it's like the television equivalent of, like, the soil. Right?
I want my shade-grown...
Yeah, exactly, but I mean, you...
Free-range television.
Exactly, and so there's... But think about this. There's people who care that much about a chicken breast.
Yeah, see, I buy the whatever chicken breast.
Yes,
I see
you go
first.
Up and you purchase the free, you purchase chicken.
I need chicken.
There's no delineation between the different chickens. Chicken is like an elemental quantity. I want chicken, like you would want iron.
I had a conversation with Noah this weekend because he saw the turkey in the fridge.
Oh, did it weird him out?
And he goes, "What's that?" And I said, "It's a turkey for Thanksgiving." And he goes, "Turkey?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, you've been
and
eating
it. And he goes, "Where are the
year?
Feathers?" And I said, "The feathers have been taken off and it's been, you know, made ready to eat." And he goes, "Ew." And I said, "Well, no, you like chicken."
Well, yeah, you don't want to eat feathers.
I said, "You like chicken and that's a bird." And he goes, "Chicken comes from chickens?"
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. So there was an essay, like the like, barn burner essay that one of Brenna's mom used to be a first grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
The essay that when we have quoted this thing for coming up on a decade now is, "My favorite food is pig. It comes from meat."
Pig comes from meat.
It comes from meat.
That's interesting. That's a...
I want to interview. I want to talk to this kid. Like, yeah. Now that, you know, he's like 12. Like, I want to dig into that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go to the meat mines.
Yeah, I want to see.
I want to see where they haul this meat up from.
Well, exactly. And at what point in the process does it become pig?
Right.
You know, let's get into some of this shit. But the idea that, like, I would buy the first television that we see when we go in there, right? We go, first TV. Seems good. It's got a screen. It's got some buttons on there. Let's get the fuck out of here. But you know what? Here's it's the same thing. If I go into a you've actually shopped with me for clothes too.
You don't think about clothing. That's true.
Exactly. So I don't get farther than 10 feet into a store until it's time to purchase whatever fucking shrapnel.
Yeah, I remember I tried on a jacket and you thought I was crazy.
Well, yeah, I was like, why are you doing that? That's not necessary.
I wanted to see how I look in this jacket.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's, yeah, that's basically like you should go on medication. Like,
yeah.
If you have the urge to try on jackets in yeah. front of a mirror, like, to me, that's something that you should talk to a professional about.
Right.
But I recognize that, you know, it's
different
about
strokes.
Strokes, exactly. Exactly. That ancient ratio.
Do you remember the show Different Strokes?
I do. Remember The Facts of Life?
I think I know the theme song.
Yes, you do. It's incredible. It's a keeper.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Sure.
Oh, that's Cheers.
Is that Cheers?
Yeah, I think so.
No. That's not Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody knows your name.
If you can find a spot. Where, that's right.
Right?
Oh, you take the good, you take the bad. No, that's Facts of Life.
Trust me, it had a theme song. I promise.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. So Black Friday deals. There's a $100 60-inch TV for sale at Video Land. What was the name of the electronics store that Gabe worked at in the animated series we were writing? Technology Bay.
Yeah, it had that sort of, it had a pirate theme.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Young men.
Yeah.
It's like Technology Bay was like literally like the most evil thing we could think of.
Yeah.
We've come a long way.
$100 60-inch TV for sale.
You come out, it's like, or do you start like, are they physically there?
Could be there, yeah.
We take, I was like, all right, just first TV. It's like $100. Look at this TV. Sold. That's my system. I go into a place and I purchase the first version.
The first thing I see. That's disgusting. We're not buying this television. Now, I've done some research.
I've done some research and it's not actually a television.
Yeah, my research tells me this is the cheapest one. So what if I went into Fry's and bought all the cheapest computer components I could buy? You shut your mouth.
It just throws up.
You didn't act. This is hypothetical, right? You didn't actually do that. I'll fucking kill you.
Do you have the receipt? I'll fucking kill you.
Is that true? Did you do that? Did you really do that?
Yeah. Is that true? Did you do that?
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill you. Do you have the receipts?
My research says this is the cheapest one.
No, you have receipts? No. Tell me you have the receipts. My research, which is based on looking at all these price tags, says that this is the best TV.
This is the best TV.
Is that true? Did you do that? I'll fucking kill you. Tell me you have the receipts. Because he believes it.
Right.
What if I just went into Fry's and bought... Yeah, it's like it'd be... The civics. In real life, it, I don't think it has a place in the strip, but it'd be like if you purchased like a power supply, like a low wattage power supply. God, because I'd be the first fucking. I have to get out of this.
I'm what if I fucking, bought like an ATI card?
I'm in.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. God, no. Come on, man. Friends don't let friends. You gotta fucking
buy ATI cards.
I see that. You see that all the time. Is people will talk about the problems they're having with their ATI cards.
Yeah,
and it's an easy fix. Like it's just
buy a GeForce.
Well,
an NVIDIA card.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like the GeForce, like they clearly have some kind. They have some kind of access. Like,
yeah,
something is going on where the GeForce versions always have the. They always seem to have the better drivers, and they always seem to work well.
Right.
And then in front of the game, it comes up and it says NVIDIA, the way to be played. I don't know, like
collusion, yeah, maybe.
Well, it would be really cool if you could just buy things that were written to the standard, and you know, we could all live in huge mushrooms, or you know, we could do all kinds of other things that don't exist on this plane of reality.
Right.
Until that time, I'm going to buy a GeForce. Yeah, but what if I just went into Fry's? What if I got a low one? What if I just went into Fry's?
But like a low wattage power source. Shut up. Oh, what if I bought an ATI card?
What if I just went into Fry's and, I don't know, bought an ATI card? Do we go specific or do we go with the cheapest shit?
Bought the cheapest shit. There's no reason to start a fight.
Yeah, what if I just went into Fry's?
If we said ATI, we'd just get mail.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying they're not getting fucked. I'm just saying that, like, that's what's up. What if I just went into Fry's and I bought...
All the cheapest shit to build a computer.
Like a beige case.
Is that true? Did you really do that? Yeah. I'll fucking kill you. Show me the receipts.
No, tell me you have the receipts.
Tell me you have the receipts. Yeah.
Because he has to be a little bit diplomatic at the end because he's the only one that can fix this.
Right.
Right. My research, which is based on, you can't just buy the first fucking TV. Right. I think that's how you start it.
Yeah. Oh,
this Black Friday shit is designed to prey on the weak. I can, and I did. You have to look this shit up, man.
I can, and I will. You have to do research. You have to investigate the brands. my research, which is based on looking at all the price tags around me.
In the immediate area.
In the immediate area.
Like, not even the whole store. No,
in the immediate area. Tell me this is the best TV.
I have says, because we have tell me later.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You can't just buy the first fucking TV you see, man. No. I can, and I will. You have to look this shit up.
Yeah, I think we should start with $100 for an 80-inch TV. Sold. Never even heard of Screenio. Is that a brand?
TV from Screenio.
You like that?
Oh no! God, that really tickled me. Have you ever heard of Screenio? It's probably good.
Probably good. $100 for an 80-inch TV. You ever heard of Screenio? That's probably good. Sold.
Have you ever heard of Screenio TVs?
That's probably good. Sold. Can't you just buy the first fucking TV you see?
Eh, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
No, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
You can't just buy the first fucking TV you see, man. No, I can, and I will. Let's see, so then Gabe's line is, you have to research. I mean, this is where I want to get into the idea of, like, wine terroir.
Yeah.
Right? So how is Gabe going to say this? So you need to look at different brands.
Research the technology.
You need to look at different brands online. You have to compare and contrast. You literally have to compare the contrast.
That's a good line.
But in the animated version, you have to compare and contrast. You literally have to compare the contrast. It kind of gets into the low voice. You have to compare. Okay, you need to look at different brands online. You have to compare and contrast. My research. So I think that works best if Gabe uses the word research. You need to research different brands, right?
Yeah, he has to, because then
yep.
Tycho has to respond with research.
Different. You need to research brands online. You literally have to compare the contrast. Yeah, I think we're good here. You gonna come read it?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your shit-ass Screenio look.
Screenio. That's probably good. $100 for an 80-inch TV? Have you ever heard of Screenio? I'm sure it's good. You can't just buy the first fucking TV you see, man. No, I can, and I will. You need to research brands online. You have to compare and contrast. You literally have to compare the contrast. Well, my research, which is based on all these price tags in the immediate
area,
says that this is the best TV. What if I just went into Fry's and I bought all the cheapest computer shit? Is that true? Did you do that? I'll fucking kill you. Tell me the receipts. Yeah, that's good.
When I cast the pot, it's like I cast the rod, keeping it hard like a motherfucker gas robot.
I'm really cod. Today's fresh catch. I mean a podcast. Something about nets.
Yes, it gets better when it's winter. I'm fettered by my fish gear. Catch and release. Get in that crease when my fish near.
Talk about a plant best laid off that stray. And yes, I crave that tuna with his peck fin's blade. But while I'm glistening from the whole sea, you better listen into TLC.
I got that wild caught salmon. It's tender and it's moist.
Downloadable content. A podcast of choice.